He always seems to get involved, doesn't he?
I'm telling you, too many coconuts have hit him right on top of the skull.
Well, I think Anthony will be a great acquisition. He can do it all.
Avery, whose show is this?
Dada.
73 comments. Y'all have takes. Like, Gregory Brown, unfreaking believable. That kid's amazing. Bad game from LeBron. Manny, I feel gross. JLock14, it's time to get very real about this team. JJ Wolf, Anthony, make me feel better. Whoops. Yeah, it's just unbelievable to lose that game that way to that team after they embarrassed you the other night. This is the other thing. Have some fucking pride. Like, this team embarrassed you the other night on your home court. They scored 150 points on you in regulation. Your answer for it is this? It would have been great if they had the answer. The answer was right there. They're up by 18. You know, like, you're up by 18. Just finish the job there. Three or four more buckets, and the game is over. Billy Donovan would have subbed his guys out because the Chicago Bulls are trying to tank anyway. Just finish the job. And if the Lakers would have won this game going away, we'd be sitting here saying, like, all right. That's the answer we were looking for. But instead, it's the same old nonsense. It's the same old shit that we've gotten basically for the entirety of LeBron's time here, where they just take all of these teams that they deem below them for granted, and you walk away. They're 16-20 on the road. The Lakers are 16-20 on the road. There's some mental fortitude that is lacking from this team. The inability to pull out games on the road is probably a bigger problem than we're letting it known, especially, by the way, as they fall down the standings and probably won't have home court advantage for the amount of playoffs that they would have needed it. You would think, given the discrepancy in results, home and away, that the Lakers would play with a little bit more of a fire under their ass, because they should know, yeah, we kind of suck on the road. We should try to avoid that as best we can. But nope. No, they do all of the work necessary to win this game and then just shit the game away. Just absolutely fart the game away. Just unbelievable. And like everybody right now, because they're in that, again, honeymoon period. I won't string out that analogy the way I did the other night. But they're in that honeymoon period where nobody probably wants to call each other out. Somebody needs to get in LeBron's ear. Somebody needs to get in Luka's ear. I had Austin played really well on this one. But somebody needs to light a fire under this team's ass and be like, hey, guys, we saw what it looked like when we gave a fuck. We knew, we saw, we were pretty damn good when we were on a string and cared and were disciplined and were fighting through all kinds of stuff. Like, we know what we're capable of. Can we get back to that? Or are we just accepting that we were playing above our heads for that stretch and we'll just kind of see where we're set from here on out? It's just unbelievable. Unbelievable. I have not been this angry as a Laker fan in a minute. And you know, it has everything to do with a team that I just don't think really respects the game in the way that you need to. You know, like, you need to respect the sport. You need to pay homage to the basketball gods. You need to understand that if the basketball gods notice that you're disrespecting their game, they will smite you. Who's seen Bruce Almighty? Smite me, Almighty Smiter! Like the Lakers, literally at the end of this game here tonight, they looked up at the ceiling and they were like, "Bring it on, basketball gods! Give me your worst." Oh shit, that's really bad. Like, it's just unbelievable, unbelievable to watch this team disrespect the sport in the ways that it does so consistently. despite being bitten square in the ass by not caring about the sport and by disrespecting the sport. Unreal. I don't even have freaking thoughts anymore. I'm just sitting here into the camera saying unreal because that's all I can keep saying. It's an unreal finish. And hopefully it's that wake-up call to the Lakers to be like, all right, yeah, we need to be better than this. The Lakers, after this one, have 44 and 29. That's 73 games. They have 9 games left here. They probably won't have Austin in at least one or two of them because of this ankle thing. I'm hoping that he takes a night off because this is now 2 straight nights. He's turned that same ankle. They'll probably get Rui back in their next game, which will be nice because they really, really need him for these games where Dorian just completely disappears. But yeah, it's just, you know, you have 9 games left. Let's take a look at the 9 games. Actually, let's take a quick second here and man, unreal.
What the fuck?
Whoops, wrong button. It's like this show could have been 4 seconds long.
This is why I look like this, everybody. This is why I'm losing my mind.
All right. The final games here as the Lakers wrap up their season are brutal. They play at Memphis on Saturday. They have a night, or they have a day off tomorrow, and then they play at Memphis on Saturday to round out this road trip. They play against Houston on Monday. Then they play against Golden State on Thursday. They have a couple of days off before that game against Golden State at home. Then they play New Orleans, who have pretty much, they'll probably have been given up completely on the season by then, but that's on the second night of a back-to-back, so cool. And then they play back-to-back games Sunday and Tuesday against Oklahoma City on the road. Great. They play at Dallas in Luka's return to Dallas that Wednesday. That's the second night of a back-to-back. I think Dallas has a couple of days off before that game, by the way. Houston, then after the game in Dallas, they play Houston at home after a day off, and then they finish the season on Sunday, April 13th, in Portland, a place that is always difficult for the Lakers to play. It's a 2:30 in the afternoon game, so you have that fuckery to deal with. And on top of it, Portland has actually been playing really good basketball the second half of the season. So those are 9 games there. I see 3 that are, like, just in terms of talent on the teams, 3 games there that are wins, definite wins, need to be wins. Outside of that, all of the other games are tough for one reason or some combination of those reasons. And that's why this game really hurts. The Brooklyn game really hurts. The Charlotte game really hurts. The other Bulls game really, really hurts. The Orlando game hurts. All of those sub 500 losses, you stack them all up and you look at where the Lakers sit in the standings, and it's just, they should have so much more of a buffer here, but they don't, because they just so consistently disrespect the game of basketball. The Lakers, now there's action going on elsewhere in the league, but the Lakers sit at 44 and 29. They're now a game and a half back of Denver. I don't know if Denver is playing tonight. I don't think they are. They are not. They sit a game and a half back of Denver. Denver is 5-5 in their last 10. The Lakers are now 4-6 in their last 10. The Houston Rockets are actually playing good basketball. They're 9-1 in their last 10. The Lakers are now 3 games behind them. So you could kiss the 2 seed goodbye. They are now tied with the Memphis Grizzlies, who have also been playing really bad basketball by their standards. Memphis lost to OKC tonight, so you got a little help there. But the Lakers are tied with Memphis before they go and play in Memphis. They're only 2.5 games up on the Clippers, to avoid the falling to the sixth seed. The Clippers and Golden State and Minnesota, for that matter, are all essentially tied at the 6, 7, and 8 seeds. So the Lakers, like, you look at their remaining schedule here, and you look at the way. Now, look, they're all tough games. So maybe the Lakers finally respect the sport and show up ready to play those games. But you're playing in those games with much less margin for error because you messed around and lost to the Chicago Bulls twice in a week. You have so much less margin for error because you lost to the Brooklyn Nets. You have so much less room for error because you lost to the Charlotte Hornets. You lost to the San Antonio Spurs. You lost to the Utah Jazz. There are so many of these dumb games. That's how you rack up wins and give yourself a good seed, is by beating the teams that you need to beat and then splitting the games against tougher competition. But no, now the Lakers basically have to do the opposite of that because they fucked around. You fuck around, you find out. And in this case, the NBA or the basketball gods essentially just keep on reminding him, please keep on messing around. We enjoy it. We enjoy beating you upside the head. It's just so stupid. This team is so stupid. I'm not going to keep ranting and raving. I'm honestly going to, well, let me check and see if we have any comments here that I need to get to. Omaris Hall, we're 0-2 against these Eastern Conference teams, the Bulls, the Pistons, the Bucks, the Cavs, and the Magic. It's brutal. Just absolutely dumb. I don't think, by the way, like I'm saying a lot of this. I share your frustration, bro. Bron too busy worrying about his beef with Stephen A. Smith. We can do that, I guess, I don't think he's thinking about Stephen A. Smith in that moment. But the bigger thing here is that he needs to get healthy, and his lower body. We saw what it looked like. That, remember that one postseason, a couple postseasons ago, where LeBron just couldn't shoot, we found out after the season that his foot was really bothering him, and he couldn't throw a pea in the ocean because his foot was really bothering him. He doesn't have like your prototypical traditional jumper that looks super clean and all that stuff. There's a lot of extra motion to his jumper. And that means that everything has to be right on his way up. And if, you know, it starts at a tough spot, you know, whether it's a foot problem or a groin problem or whatever, you see his shot decline really, really quickly. And I'm starting to get a little nervous that we might go into a postseason and he's going to be afraid to shoot, which only makes the game more difficult on Austin and on Jackson and on Vando and on Luka. Like LeBron is going to have to, you know, progress to the mean here in really short time because he's a significantly worse player if he isn't shooting the ball very well. Everybody is. That's not to say that like he's any different there, but he needs to be able to shoot. The Lakers need him to be able to shoot. If you're going to be turned into by way of the way the design of the offense with Luka now on the team, if you're going to turn LeBron James into a 3-and-D wing, then he needs to be really bleeping good at the 3 and the D part. And those lapses like he saw tonight and the poor shooting make it so that he's not necessarily as good as he needs to be at either of those things. And it just really hurts you. So either the Lakers need to get a lot more creative on offense so that he can be a bigger part of that and impact the game in that way, or he's just going to have to be better. And I don't know what the solution there is. Like the solution is all of you fuckers just play better. Everybody. That's going to do it here for this shorter episode of the Lakers Lounge podcast. I'll pop onto the lowdown once I have some time to kind of gather my thoughts and stuff. I'm so disgusted with that game. It was such an unavoidable, you know, calamity of errors that lead to the Lakers now really sincerely having to worry about falling into the play-in. Like they really might fall into the play-in here because of how they've disrespected the sport in some of these games against lesser opponents. And they have, now you're in a one game situation potentially against the Golden State Warriors, or you're a one game situation potentially against the Clippers or the Timberwolves, who are huge and would give you problems. Like, it's just the Lakers have put this season in real doubt because they just didn't respond very well to the moment. They got to the finish line and said, all right, we're good here. And you can't do that in this brutal Western Conference. Apologies for the kind of rant heavy episode here, but that was just disgusting. I don't have anything to say else. Hit the subscribe button, hit the like button, hit all the good buttons. Tell your friends about the show. Normally it's a lot better. Have a great rest of your weekend. And until the next time you guys hear from me, I'm Anthony Irwin saying have a great rest of your day. Make somebody else's. And I'll talk to you whenever. I don't care.